Good morning, uppy, everybody. I am hanging out in a dirty parking lot. How is everybody? Girl, I'm early. I showed up early for work today. Let me fix my stand. There we go. Good morning. Somebody getting on a bus behind me. It is a morning here on the East Coast. Slightly dreary, but it's fine. I'm hoping this internet is okay. I have been driving around this parking lot to try to find a spot that there's some proper internet. Good morning, Smirking Gergen. It is Wednesday, July 19. Girl. Well, you better turn your car, sir. Somebody trying to pull up next to me. Good morning, RTM. Good morning, Angie. I feel like the world is starting to open up. I was out this morning. A friend of mine needed to go to a medical appointment, so I told her I'd take her, and I am sitting in a parking lot for a large part of the morning already. Wednesday should be bad. I feel like the only days I really enjoy, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday night. Wednesday feels like a blah day. I don't know if anybody else is there. She's like, it's Wednesday. It's not as like bad as like Monday, but it's not Friday. Let's just be honest. And I have learned most of my days of the week in Spanish. Let's go through them. Lunes, Martes, Miércoles. Wait a minute. Friday. Sabado and Domingo. Oh, girl, is it Vernes? Is Friday Vernes? Come on, where are my Spanish speaking ladies? Come on, tell me what I gotta do. Lunes, Martes, Miércoles, Jueves. Viernes? Sabado, Domingo. No, we're not on YouTube this morning because whenever I'm on my phone, I can't get to the YouTube. It's not even Friday adjacent. You are not wrong. Evie, were you at the MPI meeting where I did my Kitty Radcliffe video? So, Kitty Radcliffe, my favorite person, was just honored. What a big deal. And they had a special dinner and they were like, Vernes is Friday. Okay, good. And, they said, would you make a video? And I was like, yes. Yes, I will. And I made a video of all of the things that Kitty Radcliffe would never do. Kitty Radcliffe doesn't chew her own food, darling. I'm Kitty Radcliffe. I don't do that. I had the best time. I hope you saw it, Evie. Viernes. Okay. Your pronunciation might need some tweaking. Oh, I think I got my point across. I'm talking about days of the week. I didn't say I was going to be good at Spanish. Yeah. Haven't made it that far yet, said Diane. I am not in this chapter. I am banging through chat unit number 2. Boom, 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 boom. Evie, was everybody laughing? Please say yes. Because I was laughing hysterical when I made it. I was just walking around my house going, what would Kitty Radcliffe never checks the mail. Is today National Hot Dog Day? Well, isn't that appropriate? It was the most amazing. I am in my car. Yeah, Evie, it was so funny because the guy that, she definitely saw it. She wrote me a nice note. It was very lovely. I'm going to write her back. I'm just going to get into a pen pal situation with Kitty Radcliffe and I can't wait. What you call it? When they asked me to make this video, I was like, what's the video about? And they were like, it's to honor Kitty Radcliffe. I said, am I supposed to say something like nice? I mean, I will, because I like her. He was like, no, 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 like, other people are going to be serious. You can do whatever you want. I was like, okay, done. Uh-huh. Good morning from the ocean state, which doesn't make any sense. Rhode Island, which is also not an island. I think I woke up with a little bit of hatred for Rhode Island in my mouth, because how did it get called the ocean state? That makes no sense. How did I not know there wasn't a hot dog and sausage council already? I don't know either. But I can tell you something. Last night's Tipsy Tuesday, very eye-opening. And if you missed it, you missed a day. And you probably don't know as much information as I do. Okay? We started out with a summer quiz, which seemed appropriate. Which then you can do whatever you want. Perfect. Exactly, Missy. Guys, let's hear from Missy. Missy, clap everybody out loud. She'll be able to hear it from around the world like this. Missy did her last radiation yesterday. I was so excited. I posted it on the page and she got to ring the bell. I said, take video of you ringing the bell. So she did such a good job. Those of you that have been following Missy's journey, she has done an amazing job, an amazing, inspirational, classy, wonderful, funny, crying, but beautiful journey. Those are all the words I can think of. And they're all great words. Maybe not the crying part, but all of it. And she did such a good job, and she has been so transparent and sharing that journey with so many people and encouraging people. Like, literally, y'all, it was, you know how they don't let you get a mammogram, but every year, and she went 1 year and one day, and they found the cancer. And I don't want to say it, but she was going, because she was going to go do pellets, which was my thing. So I'd like to say that I had a part in, well, I don't want to say finding the cancer, but saving her life. And I'm pretty sure she owes me at least a pint of ice cream. And you haven't mentioned it, which I thought was weird. Yeah, I mean, I know you have some things on your plate, but I mean, an ice cream can, okay, whatever. Not the time, fine. But the point is, go get your mammograms. Okay? And keep your pants on. They do not like when you take your pants off for a mammogram. Just a side note. Now, I'm sure Missy had some other lessons to teach you about being responsible and brave and all that blah, blah, blah. My advice is they really hate when you take your pants off for a mammogram. I'm just speaking from experience. They get real weirded out by it. They're like, why don't you have pants on? I'm like, what? You gave me a gown, but that doesn't mean you take your pants off. I'm like, every time someone has given me a gown, it's sans pants. She's like, I'm going to need you to put pants on. I was like, right now. She's like, yeah, please go put your pants on. I was like, whatever, weirdo. I mean, listen, if you're seeing the girls, you can't see my underwears. I mean, come on. I'm out. You have all your clothes on. Let's just do it. Why you gotta be so formal about it? Yeah. Thank you, Missy. Do you actually say I will now incorporate Dina Sima into the story and I will get you ice cream. Okay, finally. Although she knows how important ice cream is. Missy and I were almost in an accident coming out of the toll booth and the tunnel in New York, and her and I, this should make sense, we're eating one pint of ice cream together from my hand, Ben and Jerry's, two spoons. I don't think that had anything to do with the danger we were about to be in, but the point is, can't you just compliment me on my new underwear? I just got them. I'm newly single and I put a lot of time and energy. You couldn't just say, oh, those are nice. Okay, whatever. I'll put my pants on. So as we're going through this toll booth, I don't know if I already had it in my hands or she had it in her hands. All I know is that, you know, when you're in an accident and you do, or you're about to be, or something dangerous happens and you do this thing where you go to save somebody with your arm, which doesn't help. Yeah, we almost died. Exactly. I don't know if Missy had the ice cream in her hand or I had the ice cream in my hand. All I know is A, we did not get into an accident because of my defensive driving skills. B, in no way, shape, or form did I attempt to save Missy's life like this. No, I didn't. What I think I did was grab, I think Missy was holding the ice cream. I grabbed Missy's ice cream hand. That's what you call it, your left hand. I grab her ice cream hand that's holding the ice cream. And I'm defensive driving with my other hand. This is basically like superhero stuff. We come to a screeching halt. And we both look at each other like, are you okay? And then the next thing we look at, both of us are holding this pint of ice cream as if it was a baby on fire. And we were saving it. I probably should have had both hands on the wheel. Debatable. But the irony is that the two of us were like down here. Ice cream was up in here and it was like up in the air. Save the baby. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't lost. We both checked in with each other first. At least we did that. We were just like, you good? I was like, I thought we were going to die. And then both of us looked up at both of our hands. And we were just like, this feels right. Let's eat some more ice cream. And we did. We celebrated our new life. Mm-hmm. Basically a scene from Mission Impossible. I'm sure that they'll try to get, I was going to say Tony Danza to recreate it, but it's, and then I said Tom Hanks, Tom, the other, Cruise, whatever. What I say is not Tony Danza. Tony Danza is not in Mission Impossible. I have been making very little sense lately. Does anybody feel like, does Missy live near you? Not really. She's in Delaware. But we still see each other fairly often, considering we don't live anywhere near each other. Anywho, so congrats to Missy and anybody else on any kind of breast cancer journey or whatever. I would love to see Tony Danza in like a movie that would normally be Tom Cruise, like the intensity. Yeah, so funny. Anyway. All right, I have something to talk about. Missy, tell me if you saw this. I thought it was weird. Even when I saw the clip. Here's what we're talking about. They're like, what's weird? There is a clip currently going around of Miranda Lambert. Did you see this, Miss? I think it's weird. So Miranda Lambert, if you don't know, is a country music star. I don't know her so much. I don't listen to her music. I know she was married to Blake Shelton, and then that got weird. And then fine. And then she's been wrong with her life. Fine. And I'm not even saying this is about. This is about Miranda because she's the one that did it. Mm-hmm, Tanya. But I feel like it would have been weird for anybody to do. But here's what happens. She's doing a concert. Now she's doing a concert in a pretty big venue. Arena, it looks like. Out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Man of people taking selfies. I was like, girl, let me know so I can pose. That's not what she did. She, in the middle of this concert, I wrote it down. This is what she says, word for word. These girls are so concerned about their selfie that they're not listening to the song. And it's really starting to piss me off a little. Yeah. I'm early because I gotta probably leave by 9. But just the way she did it. Yeah, I didn't get it, Stacey. Yeah, and people got up and walked out. So the basic gist is she's on stage, she's performing. Thousands of people have come to see her. She's performing fine. She sees two girls, women, trying to do a selfie with her in the background, and she puts it, starting to piss me off a little. During the concert. But like, people, they were like up in the front and jumping and da-da-da-da. Yeah, I don't know. And it was kind of condescending. And you're like, those tickets had to be $700, $800. You want to come up here and take a pee? I don't know. I don't know what you get when you pay that much money to see somebody. You could sit there and eat a steak. Say, I don't care what you do. Girl, do you? I mean, unless somebody, that's not like they were talking. Like, I could get it if, like, listen, you all know, and I'm sure Missy will agree, you're performing. There's only a few things that will take me off my game. A, if you're talking, you're messing me up. I'm up here. They're not paying to talk to you. They're paying to talk to me. Shut your mouth. I don't care. Take a picture. And like, if somebody's like moving a lot, but like my shows are like, people are seated. I don't think they were seated. I don't know. The whole thing was so weird. It was just so weird. But a bunch of people walked out. Yeah. I didn't see a harm in it, but she said it. And a lot of people were like, oh no, she didn't need to stop the show for it. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I've had fights break out. I'm like, we should stop and watch what's happening over here. Like, this is where I admire the people who walked out. I know. That was, no. Exactly. I bet a lot of people aren't going to go to the next one. It was weird. And you think to yourself, maybe she was having a day. Fine. But maybe she just... Do you not understand? Like, I don't know. I think it's weird. Anyway, so that happened. All right, next up, Taco Tuesday. Did you guys know that there is a major piece of a trademark... There's a major trademark dispute happening with the name Taco Tuesday. Did you know that somebody owns the trademark to Taco Tuesday? That's like somebody owning the trademark to Tipsy Tuesday. How are you going to own it? It's the day. So, was it Taco John's? It was Taco Bell decided to take... I think it's called Taco John's. You can correct me if I'm wrong. It was somebody's name. Taco John's to court because they have owned the trademark to Taco Tuesday for 35 years. And Taco Bell was like, this shouldn't be trademarked. This is not, these are words that we use. Like, hey, how you doing? You can't trademark common phrases. And Taco John's was like, no, it's ours. And so there was going to be a huge court battle. And then I don't know how long it went on for, but Taco John's was like, they said, we've decided to let it go. That it was going to cost us millions and millions of dollars to defend it. And, we've decided instead to take $40,000 and donate it to the Fast Food Restaurants Family Fund, which like helps people who might work in fast food if they have like medical emergencies, da 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 da. So I thought that was nice. But who knows? Yeah, Hump Day. You know somebody gonna try to own Hump Day. Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super weird. All right, next up. I was reading today. Girls, I had some time. All right. I'm slightly obsessed with any recent research done on Alzheimer's. I don't know if anybody else is, but girls, you know I got my master's in gerontology. I love the old people. But... as we start to age, and many of us are aging so much better than previous generations physically, for so many people, families, parents, young people caring for parents, the issue of Alzheimer's and the prevalence of it can be debilitating. And, you know, there just has not been the amount of research that I think has been necessary for whatever reason. So anytime that information comes out about Alzheimer's, ways to slow it down, ways to, can you avoid it altogether? How much of a familial connection is there? That whole thing. And so recently, in the last few days, I always read new stuff that comes out. Tanya, I think it's really interesting. And so, you know, in the past, if you read about, Alzheimer's, they've said, you know, it's really important to just stimulate your mind, right? To like be doing like crossword puzzles and this and that and all of these things. And so there was an article and it said that doing this simple thing could reduce your risk by 40% for Alzheimer's. And I was like, 40%? What is it? Okay. So there's a couple things, and they all seem to get more significant as the list goes on. So the first thing was watch less television. Less television overall. And so like Alzheimer's runs in my dad's side of the family, and there was a lot of television watching. And they said, it's not a good idea to put the television on and just check out. Like their whole thing was, really lean into social interactions. So I don't know if this is considered television or a social interaction because I'm actually talking to you. I don't know. But limit this kind of interaction and instead get involved, do things. Number two, the importance of staying physically fit and not so you're like super like working out, but just keep moving your body. And they said one of the best, you want to guess what the best exercise they said for keeping your body moving in old age? Does anybody want to guess what it is? I think it's surprising because I would have thought pickleball, but that wasn't the answer. So what exercise do they say they've shown has helped the most in keeping you, it's not walking, keeping you active in your older years, that's fun and you're constantly learning? It's not walking, it's not swimming. I thought it was fun. I was like, I would do this. Swimming. It's not swimming, Lorene. Gardening? No, but I was gardening yesterday and I did not feel better. I actually smelled sex. Oh, Christine, wouldn't that be great? Lifting weights? No. Although lifting went dancing, curly top. It's dancing. And then they showed like a video of people like in a couple's like dance. They weren't flamenco or anything, but it was just like some basic steps. And it was saying like learning these basic steps just kind of keeps the mind active and just, you know, they're not saying you got to be good at it. Right? You just got to be doing something. And dancing, they said, has been shown to be really helpful. Fine. And then it talked about being socially engaged. Okay. Here was the big one. So there is something, I don't think you're going to get it. That's why I wanted to talk about it. There is something that they said, this was the 40% number, or close to it. And it said, not doing this can increase your chances of Alzheimer's significantly. Not doing this. Let me see. You're not going to get it. Let me see this. Not wearing this. You're not wearing this. Oh, girl, I got to get a romper? No, it's not a romper. Not wearing this and the ramifications of not wearing it absolutely contribute to, I don't want to say intellectual decline, but that's it, Gene. Gene, how'd you get that so quick? I gave you a really good clue. It's a, does anybody not sunscreen? I don't know if anybody else saw Gene's answer. Depends. Well, that causes a lot of other problems. But no, it's not. Could you imagine? You're just like, you keep peeing yourself, you're going to get Alzheimer's. That's not a thing. Too much sun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lana got it. Hearing aid. Hearing aid. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Underwear. Somebody said underwear. I wish you guys didn't get it right away because I love sunglasses. Stop it. I am loving deodorant. You know what? Your stinky ass is now going to get Alzheimer's. These answers are basically get, don't wear a watch. You are done. You will be stinky. You will not know the time and you have Alzheimer's. No, none of these answers are right, but I have enjoyed them thoroughly. I love how I gave you that. I pitched it up to you, and I love your a hat and sunglasses. Yep, without a hat and sunglasses, pff, Alzheimer's, just, this is the best game we've ever played. So the answer is hearing aids. And basically it said that, because I don't know about you, but if you've ever hung out with anybody that needs to wear a hearing aid and doesn't, super annoying. Shoes, stop it. Okay, let's focus. You guys are killing me. But here's what it said. A bra. Yeah, if you don't want, girl, you're not gonna wear a bra. First of all, you skanky. The answer is hearing aids. I'm sorry. It looks like a lot of people I'm getting dropped from because the internet is, stop saying bra. I can't. The answer is hearing aids. Mm-hmm. Here's why they said. They said, if you are not wearing hearing aids, chances are, if you can't hear anything, you just check out. You kind of, yeah. I've been yelling at my dad. They're saying that people who don't wear hearing aids check out and they somewhat disassociate from society, right? Which some people like, depending on who you're hanging out with. But over the long term, same concept as watching too much television. Like you just check out, like you're just zoning out. And so the underwears, specifically to bed. Okay, then Diane is in trouble. But it was interesting, right? Because it's all about, you know, your ability to stay connected to your environment, to the people around you, stuff like that. It was super interesting. My husband is a constant what? Yeah. So, you know, I feel like some people like being able to check out, which is wonderful. But, yeah, it makes you not want to be around people. I agree with you. And sometimes that's a gift, Susie. But in terms of cognitive decline, it is not your friend. And so I just thought it was super interesting. And I know all of us are caring for different people, maybe even trying to keep our own things in mind. But, you know, Alzheimer's, I feel like, is something that not... Is it Alzheimer's or dementia? No, this particular article was specifically Alzheimer's. And so, it was, he takes him, leaves this world when he takes, yeah. Oh, I could hear it, 2 miles away, yep. Yep. So, the answer should have been shoes. Gosh, you guys have some real crazy ideas about what happens when you take your shoes off, your watch off, your bra off. I don't know what happens to you guys. You're like, if I took this hat and sunglasses off, something bad's going to happen, like maybe Alzheimer's. Stop it. The article was either on CNN or on New York Times. Those are the ones I read. So I can't remember off the top of my head. He finally turned to closed captions. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's better because at least you're reading. He often lives in his own world. Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm saying a lot of people enjoy. Could you imagine? Yeah. It's either New York Times or CNN. You can check both. Well, you probably can check CNN. But I'm sure if you Googled, I'm sure everybody covered it. So if you put in 40% Alzheimer's hearing aids, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was on the news last night. It's so interesting. It's so interesting, right? Because you think about, you know, when it comes to long-term illnesses, when it comes to decline that doesn't happen overnight, right? These are slow declines. So for instance, I have Sjogren's disease. It's in the rheumatoid family. I've talked about in the past. And there's a medicine for it. When you take it, you don't really feel better. And it took a little bit for me to appreciate that this medicine may not make me feel better. It slows the progression of the disease. And so being able to be a person that says, okay, I want to have this. This is my cross. Everybody got a cross. Everybody got something. There's nobody going into their 50s, 60s, and 70s and beyond with nothing. Everybody's got a cross. And it's up to you to decide how you want to live your life. Do you want to, go quietly into that good night? Or are you going to rage? Oh, look at me with all my poetry. Oh, a lot of poetry references. Rage against the dying of the night. I rage with medicine. So I just think that any of these articles that kind of can slow the progression of dementia and maintain these beautiful relationships. It's, I think, one of the saddest parts of Alzheimer's is that, the people that you love are still physically there and they just don't remember anything. It's just, gut-wrenching. Anything you can do to kind of keep that quality of life wonderful. It's great. Now, mind you, I'm going to tell Diana, don't you remember when I gave you a facelift with scotch tape? You don't remember that because that was a lot of work. Do you know how much training I had to go through to know how to do that? And I want her to remember that for the rest of her life, for sure. I'd like her to forget that she gave me a key to the safe deposit box because I'd like to believe there's money there and that she won't remember it. And so it's selective. Yeah, losing my grandmother twice was so hard. Oh, girl, I'm telling you. Crazy. When I was younger, I worked with the aging population a lot. And it was very sad to watch that. Luckily, only one side of our family, my dad's side, had Alzheimer's, but the other side didn't. And the funny thing is, it's not funny, irony, I don't know, but I worked in a retirement home for all through college, so years. And so you get to know the residents, right? And so it was like you had 80 grandparents and they were also funny. Some were really mean and not funny at all. But the crazy thing is that some of them were like so mean, just mean people. And then they get Alzheimer's. And over the course of a year, however long that took, all of a sudden they got full Alzheimer's. Real nice. They forgot they were mean. Crazy. And then there were some people who were real nice and then got Alzheimer's. Real mean. You're like, who are you? Crazy. Crazy. So, made it a little easy. Yeah. Yep. There is. And Alzheimer's is very funny because there were some people... You know, there's that time when Alzheimer's starts to kick in and the people know. They know they're forgetting. And it's a very, very difficult time. Because you know it's happening for the person. And then they get past that and then they don't know what's happening. And they're happy. Real happy. It's the whole thing. But anyway, that's my little tidbit for you. So start dancing. Wear your hearing aids. Turn the TV off. Go do some fun stuff. Stay active. So, little tidbits for you today. And tape your face up. That's just, just do this. Did you see Diana yesterday? I did a great job. Mm-hmm. Off to work meeting, Denise. Have fun. All right. Well, this is an abridged version of our morning show. I got to get up out of here in about 3 minutes. Hopefully you learned some stuff. Mine stop wearing his CPAP and need, yeah. No, you got to stay on top of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll dance and be happy. Isn't it funny, like, you hear so many women will say, like, I have to make all my husband's doctor's appointments. I have to do this. I have to do that. And I always think to myself, wouldn't it be great? I mean, I feel like women serve as their partner's concierge. You know what I'm saying? I would love to have a concierge service. Somebody that followed me around is like, Dina, it's time. We're going to schedule this for you. It's all scheduled now. I have your mammogram scheduled for this day with a, remember, complimentary milkshake after. If they offered milkshake after mammograms, I mean, why not? They're mammograms. You can't offer a milkshake. Mammo, where's the milk council? I mean, I feel like the hot dog council would get on board with something. Prostate checks? Why not? The sausage council? You can't get in on this. Men checking their prostate. Oh, I got a call. Well, I got to call and get you your prostate exam. Come on now. Talk to the hot dog and sausage council. Chris is like, here. Chris is like, I would love to have a sausage after I have my prostate checked. Guys, I can't plan everything. I can't make everything fun. I try. Okay. So, I'm just saying, when I was younger, it didn't matter if I had to get, like, go to the dentist or go get a shot, like at the doctor's or whatever it was, my mom would say, if we go to the doctor's and you do a good job today, we're going to get milkshakes. I was like, what do you need? What do you want to look at? I feel the same way today. And I feel like if we as a nation came together and said, here's what we're going to do. Free milkshakes after mammograms. Boom. Put Wendy's in charge of it. Wendy's got those little coupon books. An integration. If they said free hot dog after every prostate exam, all of the prostates would be good. All of them. I would get one. I would get a prostate just for the hot dog. No, I would. That's a lie. I said I wouldn't eat hot dog. But I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Smirgan. So happy for you, Missy. I'm 5 years beyond what the doctors told me, said Smirgan Gergen. So we are all happy to hear that. Anyway, those are my words. I quit my concierge job last year. Girl, me too. And now I have to concierge myself. I don't like it. And that's all I have to say about it. I want fries and a Frosty. Be like, look, I got my ding dong check. Can I have a milkshake? That's a weird. I bet that's why we don't have these kinds of integrations. Because if anybody came up to the window at Wendy's, be like, sir, please don't say ding dong to me. That's what you're supposed. That's the code. It's not. That was just what a crazy lady in Jersey said in a dirty parking lot. That is not part of. It's not called the ding dong campaign. You know what, Dina? Sometimes you have good ideas and then you ruin them. With your nonsense, okay? It was a fine program until you said it's Ding Dong Day. And now it went from everybody getting their prostate checked to now Wendy's is closed because you created Ding Dong Day. I just wanted to say Ding Dong Day. And I'm a 5-year-old. I gotta go. Guys, I'm really busy. Please use the word Ding Dong Day today. And, is there a quiz for the Ding Dong Council? There's gonna be. I have to go. You guys are so, I'm a nice person. I go to church at least twice a year and you guys bring me down sometime with all this talk. I am a classy lady. Ding dongs. All right, I gotta go. Chris, you are the president of the Ding Dong Club. Chris, like, what?
Wait, hold on.
Why did I? What? I just got. What? Chris, get Joey together. Joey Joe. Okay, Jim's here. Put the Ding Dong Council together. I'd like a picture. Jody, put together a picture of the Ding Dong Committee. All the fellas. This is going to take a while. All right. I just called my husband a ding dong. Chris is like, I have been waiting for this appointment. Do you know how long I've been here? A long time. Fine. Chris is like, wait, what? I'm the what? You're the president. He's like, all right, I'll do it, but only because I'm the president. And Jim's like, why am I not the president? Okay. I think if you say I'm a classy lady, it disqualifies you. Yeah. If you find yourself screaming, and I am a classy lady, you most likely not that classy. Okay. I'm going to go. I'm really busy and important, and I have to go. Good luck with the picture, Jody. Chris, please send Jody a picture of you. Jim, if you want to be on the Ding Dong Committee, please reach out to Chris Mass. No. Jody. I don't know. Figure it out. I can't do everything. Okay. You guys have to participate. I got to go. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow morning back in the studio with our fancy sign. So exciting. All right. Bye, guys. Do something nice, Judy from Saskatoon says, and thanks for watching. Have a great day and a blessed day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.